Okay. So, the next part of the story is Rabbi Shua ben Hananya, he goes to Athens with this boat. He gets off the boat and he sees a butcher. And he says the following words to the butcher, "Hey, do you have a head to sell me?" He said, "Sure." Rabbi Shua ben Hananya, gives him, the coin, what it ought to cost. And he says, "Okay, give me your head," he says to the butcher. "What do you mean, why take the animal head?" No. I didn't say, "Do you have an animal head to sell me?" I asked, "Do you have a head to sell me?" And you said, "Yes." So give me your head. He said, "Oh, come on, man." Yeah. So, Hananya says to him, "You know what? You want me to leave you alone? Take me to the elders of Athens. And I'll leave you alone." Said, "But I'm not allowed to show you the other. They kill anyone who reveals where the academy is." Look, so here's the trick. You're going to go carry a bunch of reeds and, walk in the street, nonchalantly, like you're carrying a bunch of reeds. And when we reach the academy, when we're right outside the academy, flip the reeds over, right? As if, for a second you're shifting your load, shift the reeds over, and that'll be the signal. And I'll know that we're right outside the academy." Okay. And that's the deal that they made, and that's how, Rabbi Shua ben Hananya finds himself in front of the academy. What's going on? What's all this? Why was all this necessary? Why did it have to happen this way? Right? So the Maharal explains in his Chidushi HaGodes, that Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya wanted to show through every step of the way that this is a battle of the wits. It's the wisdom of Torah versus secular wisdom, right? And everything about, getting there is going to be part of this challenge of showing off the power of the wisdom of Torah. And the power of the wisdom of Torah is that it is the wisdom of Torah that makes man beyond animal, right? Man with secular knowledge, he's just a sophisticated animal, right? Only the Torah makes man categorically, Atzel and Elokim, and beyond the animal. And Rabbi Shua ben Hananya wants everything that goes on to be a part of this message, right? And I guess it would definitely make a certain impression on the elders of Athens if they'll somehow show that he found their academy through the use of wisdom, and stratagem, right? He wanted everything to be a part, even the way he enters the academy should be coming from the power of the wisdom of Torah, right? Everything is a part of it, right? And that's the whole significance, that's the depth of it, that aside the fact that he wants to find the academy using wisdom. You're not like taking out a regular map like someone else. It's the power of wisdom and wit that the Torah gives. That's the way you should find it, right? And by no coincidence, also, he knew exactly what he was looking for. He was looking for a butcher. A butcher is someone who's connected to animal life. That's what he does. He's engaged in butchering animals, right? And the message is over here. Do you have a head to sell me? All right. So he said, he assumed it's talking about an animal head. I meant your head. The message being, why do you think you're any better than an animal? Why do you think you're any better than an animal? You're a butcher. Ask for a head. Give me a human head. Why do you think a man is any better than the animal? And that's the message. The Goyim, with all the wisdom that they have at their disposal, are not better than animals. Right? So he says, I'm willing to leave you alone if you show me the elders of Athens. Right? What's the message over there? That you guys think that the philosopher, right? The philosopher indeed achieves some type of superhuman level. And that's what the philosophers believed about themselves. That's why I said that there should be the philosopher king. Only the philosopher is really fit to lead. It's one thing that Plato said, another thing that Plato used to say, you know, it's about, you know, this whole mushel, you know, yeah, that the philosopher is the one who gets past the cave, right? Gets past the cave, his famous metaphor. Like, the philosopher is the one that gets past being locked up in the cave, you know. So it's like that's the mind that gets beyond the flesh, you know, that there's, you know, the common barbarian man, and there's the philosopher that gets somewhat beyond, right? You want to show me that you're better than the animal that you're butchering, so I'll let you off at a discount. At least show me that you have a connection to the philosophers, right? And then I'll leave you alone. And you show to me that at least by Gentile standards, you're bigger than animal. But look at the wisdom of what's going on. That everything, every step of the story is alluding to where we show them how it's pushing message. Only the Torah makes you above animal, right? But I'm challenging that which you say makes above man above animal. So let's see if you at least have what you think makes man above animal. Show me the elders of Athens. So that's what he said. I can't. If I do, they'll kill me. Right? So that's saying that, you know, this man, you know, is so in awe of the wisdom of the philosophers that it's like otherworldly. It's otherworldly. And that's why if you have contact with them, you die. It's like going to a whole higher world. It's like death. Like you get past the physical world. So like, if I go, they'll kill me because, you know, to connect with them, right, is like connecting to the beyond. So it's like dying. Right, that's why also, you know, they would kill me because they're past where mere mortal man is. Right? So no. You have to at least allude to me where they are, hint to me where they are, which is using the power of wisdom. Show me some connection, and then I'm letting you off at a discount. You just show me that you have a connection to at least the secular wisdom, so I'll let you go on a discount, even though really only the Torah takes man beyond the animal. Right? But I'm letting you off, but it's not such a discount, because really, you're showing me that you know, right, where the elders of Athens are, which represents a connection with them. Well, that's going to enable you to go in there and show them that Torah is superior to secular wisdom, right? So therefore, you know, you're helping me in that endeavor. So it really, it's even though it's a certain discount that the man is not trying to have any connection to Torah, but he is, his showing his connection to the secular wisdom is a stepping stone for Rishua ben Hananya to get in there and prove to them that Torah knowledge is categorically beyond secular knowledge, and the Jewish people are the real men. Atem kriyim adam, vena akum kriyim adam. You know, they think only the philosophers are perfected man, and we say the Navi tells us only the Jewish people are called man. This is called real man that's above animal, and he's getting the butcher to participate in this effort to prove that. So I leave you alone if you're showing the elders of Athens so as I could go in there and defeat them. And it's all being done with the power of wisdom, that nothing is being done, you know, in a normal, conventional way of finding a place, the way an animal could also sniff and find a place. It's all, everything about the story is showing the power of the wisdom of Torah and how the power of wisdom of Torah could reach, could find where philosophy is, and go even past it.